Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Together you got smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. I, of course, want you to holler at me, and the call-in number is 347-826-7435. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. You can also hit me on the email tip if you're a little too scared to give me a call. I understand. Smooth Drama at smoothdrama.com. Questions, comments, concerns, hit me with your best shot. I will hit you back, I promise. And if you're listening live, feel free to jump up in the chat room. Jump up in the chat room and holler at me. You can questions, whatever. We can talk about it. In the meantime, if you want to talk to me outside of the show, just look me up, Smooth Drama, wherever you are social networking. I'm Smooth Drama, except for Instagram. For some reason, I don't have an Instagram because I'm not quite like my co-host who seem to take pictures like whenever they're doing their nails or digging in their nose or whatnot. And for the give him free, yeah, this is not the pass room. I'm tripping. I'm thinking basketball past the rock. It happens. And speaking of passing the rock, I know everybody knows. Everybody's lining up their super magnificent Super Bowl plans. I'm here in the area, and they've built their Super Bowl city over there in San Francisco, and it's crazy out here. It's Black History Month too, and most people, you know, it's that time of year. Everybody's black. It's just black. It's super black. Triple, quadruple black, quintuplet black. Which, and the big talk has been Cam Newton. Cam Newton's dancing and his exuberance and all this other stuff has been a big issue all year. And especially what's going on right now as far as him being in the spotlight because he's leading his team. And I have a hard time talking about the Carolina Panthers because, for one, if you've listened to the show, you know I'm a long-time hardcore New Orleans Saints fan through and through. So just to see Carolina Panthers in the Super Bowl, it hurts my heart. I love Cam Newton. I love what he stands for, all that other stuff, but if they never won another game and he passed for 600 yards every game, I'd be like, yeah. But as far as my pick, I love Cam. I hope he does well. But as far as me wanting to cheer for the Carolina Panthers as a Saints fan, oh, man, I would rather swallow a sword. So, yeah, by default, I'm Denver. But that's just because it's the Carolina Panthers. And that's it. In the meantime, since we're being black this month, since it seems to be the only month that most folks want to be black, even though we have had the black folks, Black Lives Matter movement going, I just I just hate this. Well, I won't say I hate it. I just hate that there's an importance on Black History Month when it should be just I'm black all year, not just for 28 days. And I understand the history. I mean, it was to celebrate Frederick Douglass and, to a lesser extent, Abraham Lincoln, in my eyes, a much lesser extent, Abraham Lincoln, and started off as Black History Week and turned into Black History Month until the great grand old President Gerald Ford in 1976 decided, yeah, we're going to have Black History Month. We're going to give you some. You're welcome. And I'm going to start off my shot, Black History Month, with the continued effeminization of the black man, starting off with Jaden Smith, who for some strange reason is the new model for the Louis Vuitton female line. For some strange reason. Not so strange, I mean, being that he's wearing dresses and skirts and all that. But, yeah. Jaden Smith, Louis Vuitton's female line. Now, I'm not going to say that there's a, because I think some people may look at it like when you talk about, like I've always talked about Tyler Perry in the dress, and people will say, oh, you're anti-gay. No, I don't care who's gay. I don't care who you're sleeping with. My point is, one, I don't think it's funny. And if some people do think it's funny, I'm thinking that Adele Gibbons or some other female, Samore or whoever, could have played Madea just fine and been just as funny or even funnier, and it wouldn't have been the man in the dress. Because he came out and said, oh, and now when I say he, I'm talking about Tyler Perry. He said, oh, well, they're making fun of fat black women. You got a problem with? No, we got a problem with you in the dress. Tired of seeing you in the dress. Period. Because it's a Hollywood staple to make the black man crazy, deranged, thug image, or the image that you perpetrate in that dress. That's all. It's not something that I'm interested in, and the feminization of the black man is not something that I don't think too many people are interested in. But maybe that's me. But hey, we could talk about just the out and out stealing of the identity. There's a guy, Finnis Fiennes, whatever the hell his name is. He's the white guy that's been contracted to play Michael Jackson in the upcoming movie about Michael Jackson. He is very, very white. And I know Michael Jackson was very, very white, but damn if he didn't start off very, very black. I don't know what to say. It's crazy. He's a Caucasian man who's going to play Michael Jackson. One, you know, if you have somebody do the performing and the dance scenes and whatnot, I mean, this dude, is he going to be able to make it happen? Can he dance? For one, I ain't even talking about dance. I mean, if you was going to do that, you might as well just put Justin Timberlake in there as Michael Jackson. don't know if he could have pulled off the nose and the chin and whatnot, but at least he could did the moves. Joseph, whatever the hell his name is, Finesse, whatever. No. Not that I'm shocked by it, but it's like normally if you was going to play a black character, it would be a historical black character like Jesus or any of the biblical stories. So it's like so old that people don't remember that they were black. These dudes, it's like, yo, Michael Jackson was alive in my lifetime. I remember him as a black man. I cried when I had to cut my afro off. Because living in Indiana at the time, and, you know, the Jacksons are from Indiana. Like, we all wanted to look like them. We all wanted the afro. It's a big deal. So, yeah. Black Michael Jackson is, I guess he's not going to exist in the movie. He's going to be like white Michael Jackson. The whole, I'm curious how they're going to do. Are they going to have as a youngster, a black kid? And then when he gets older, they're going to bust Joseph out? Sounds kind of hokey to me. Sound kind of hokey. I mean, I've seen that the trailer for the Gods and Goddesses movie where, you know, all the Egyptian comedic gods are white guys fighting. They show one black dude, you know, the one black dude, I can't remember his name, who played, he played the bass Jackie Robinson. And he's also going to play Black Panther. They showed him in it for a second. And I was like, whoo, that, you know, you got one, and he's not even going to be a major character, I'm guessing. He's just going to be somebody. Hollywood. I mean, you see it, but it's like, you don't believe that they would, I mean, the lengths that you go to, that you, like, we are not going to show historically you at all. I mean, it's like, we just can't do it. It's against the rules. I mean, I still haven't watched Passion of the Christ. I'm waiting on the remake. I remember when Mel Gibson was talking about it. He's like, "Yeah, we're being authentic. We're gonna whatchamacallit. We're gonna do it in Aramaic, the original language, and all this other stuff." And then they broke out the white guy. And I'm like, "I thought you was gonna be authentic." I'm like, if you're gonna be authentic, it should have been a black man. I remember when they had the play in New York when there was a black man playing Jesus and they booed him. I'm like, okay, so you booed the black man as Jesus, but not the white guy. Because I could have swore it says in your Bible that he looked like me. But whatever. I guess all that's fine. And it's not that big a deal. I'm making too big of a deal out of this, obviously. Because I care about that kind of stuff, you know, and maybe I shouldn't care about it. Maybe that's the lick, you know. Just don't care about it and it'll be all right. But, I mean, it just, if you see the picture of the guy who's going to play Michael Jackson, I'm like, yo, Michael, I mean, Michael Jackson? Damn. Michael Jackson, I mean, it ain't been 5 years. We still remember what Michael Jackson, who he was. At least wait some time till generation saw him as a black man die first before you go on jump in and throw that in. I'm just saying. It just seemed a little weird to me. But that is just me. Whew. So, I guess on that note, I think I need a break. So, this is the homies, Radio Galaxy, Space Invaders, coming to annihilate us.
Bye.
drummer. Smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was the homie Radio Galaxy, Space Invaders. And if you want to call and holler at me, 347-826-7435 is that call-in number. Once again, the call-in number is 347-826-7435. Email me. If you're still listening, give him free. I know you had a question or something you want to talk about. Email me or jump back in the chat room and holler at me and tell me what's going on and we can talk about it. Or just give me a call at the number and we can talk about whatever it is you see is going on that's messed up that needs our attention. In the meantime, we're going to talk about something that needs our attention. I know most of y'all know about Flint, Michigan, and how here in America, people's water is poisonous. You know, not that people are shocked by that, but the fact that you can't take a shower without being poisoned is kind of alarming. And the fact that it's just now getting attention. What people don't know is that it's been going on for a couple years now. So of course now your movie stars and other people, they P. Diddy and Wahlberg, they have a million bottle pledge for bottled water. And Russell Simmons, he jumped in and donated over 150,000 bottles of water to Flint also. And he also did do things I agree with. He called for the prosecution of Michigan Governor Rick Snyder. It's like two years. How can you not have clean water for 2 years in America, where you're paying taxes, you're getting water bills, you're paying to be killed, basically. Yellow water. And still, I have not heard a definitive plan that said, you know what, we gonna fix this. We gonna fix the water in Flint. No, nobody said that. I mean, they're pledging water. And pledging water is cool. Don't get me wrong. Even though, you know, when Russell Simmons comes down there and he's pledging it with his prepaid debit card company, Rush Card, I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. But the fact that it's about water bottles and not about, hey, you know what? We gonna fix the filter system like yesterday. Like whatever else is going on, we're gonna fix the filter system last week. That didn't happen. Not happening. And I'm like, so that's it? What's happening in Flint is going on for another 5, 6, 7, 8 years? Because if you don't fix the filtration system, you can just keep giving water. I mean, I still can't take a shower. If I take a shower, I'm going to expose myself to lead poisoning. So, yeah. I mean, there is solutions that's gonna come of this. Like this week, it's a federal emergency. Our citizens are dying. I mean, I've heard plans where they talk about they should relocate everybody and they should pay them to relocate. But then I'm like, well, what about jobs, industry, whatnot? I mean, because people still have to make a living. I'm like, why can't you just water filtration plants? Just set one up. It'll cost some money. But shit, these are people's lives. I know. It's poor people's lives, so it doesn't count because this stuff isn't going on in the affluent neighborhoods. It's going on in Flint and other neighboring poor residential areas, which is a shame, but par for the course. And it's one of those things. We talking about the Oscars and boycotting the Oscars and all these award shows, man. Why we talking about getting at these damn whatchamacallit? We talking about getting at these politicians and these other folks, these officials who have killed a lot of people. Let's talk about that. I mean, to me, they have committed attempted murder if they knew, which it seems that they did, knowingly, that, hey, the water was poisonous. If you know and you do nothing for years, not a couple weeks, years they've known this. The one thing I'd agree with Russell Simmons with, yeah, his ass should be prosecuted and put in gin pop, not that federal prison where they get to cook lasagna and all this other stuff. No, he need to be in gin pop and hang out with Big Willie and all the other cats that wanna do their business with him, make them business decisions in jail. Just saying. Nobody's talking about that. I mean, it's almost like genocide, where you're murdering a whole population in the state, attempted murder, where they all have lead poisoned water. Crazy, 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 and that ain't even all. Because there's a thing, lead in recycled electronics in the Ohio area. I guess just that whole Midwestern area, where they're saying that the places where they recycle the electronics and the carbon components, This is whatchamacallit. This is electronic devices, and they have lead components. And when they recycle them, some of the stuff will get into the workers' clothing. And so that clothing, they go home, and that residue, they hug their kids and they bring it home. They're breathing it in, and their kids and loved ones are breathing it in. And so they too are being lead poisoned. So it's not just the water. If you're involved in anything of that manner, you are poisoning yourself and your loved ones. Just by working at a recycling plant for electronics, it can poison the workers and their families. So, yeah, you know, thumbs up to America. and how it's treating its peoples. I mean, I won't say that it's mind-boggling, but I do find it funny. We talk about different things, and you see the electoral process on TV. I haven't seen the national crisis that it is when the people in Michigan and Ohio, to a lesser extent, are exposed to lead at a high rate, to where it's poisoning and killing them. That's not coming up. But Donald Trump and Cruz and these other cats that Marco Rubio, I don't care about, will never care about. They're on TV all day, every day. I want to talk about what y'all doing in Michigan. Because I'm looking at it like we had a situation up here. I mean, I've talked about it in past weeks where there was a situation here in the Bay Area, the Potrero area, where they talked about the funny smell in the water. And they also talked about how there's it didn't feel right on the skin and whatnot. And I'm like, well, okay, so should I be afraid of my water too? I mean, when we're afraid to take showers, I mean, you think about it. I mean, that's back in the days in Europe when they was getting their plague on. Nobody was showering because the church said you should shower once a month because they didn't want you going to the bathhouse and whatnot. I'm like, when we get like that here in America, when we all funkadelic, nobody showering, I don't think I want to live in a place where we not showering. I need some showering in my life. And I'm thinking there are a lot of listeners out there who believe in that same thing, that same principle of feeling comfortable with the water. I mean, because, you know, some people even drink tap water. It's like, now you can't drink tap water. And then you start talking about, okay, I can't drink tap water, and I also can't bathe, brush your teeth. All this stuff comes into play. What are we doing? But you're not worrying about that. I found out something. You know, we talking about police brutality, whatnot. I found out something that was interesting, and I didn't know this. I didn't know that there's a little article talking about the state is cracking down on police stingray tech that can intercept your text. So you come to find out your text messages and phone calls could be intercepted by the local police on the hunt for a suspect. And apparently this is a practice that's widely used across the country. And now there's a few states that are trying to place limits on the technology that makes it possible. There's some legislation that was proposed last week in Illinois that makes this state, it's a stingray or cell site stimulators. And this tech is meant to capture cell phone data from in-text and call content from innocent civilians. The devices mimic cell phone towers and they trick cell phones into connecting to them. And this bill introduced by State Senator Daniel Biss will require police to obtain a warrant before switching on the stingrays and will force police to delete civilian text and call records accidentally collected during an investigation. Now, you think about that for a second. I mean, yeah, there's the invasion of privacy and whatnot, but I've never thought that any communications electronically, internet or phone, was private anyway. But as far as the text, I mean, there's the other aspect. I mean, you know, shout out to the people who sent butt and vagina and penis pictures out there bravely. You know, you shared it with the cops. I hope what you sent out was impressive enough to impress the cops, because I'm guessing that might be a good and bad job at the same time. You're the guy who turns on the stingray, and you're checking out all the nice pictures from the ladies who send in guys pictures. And conversely, if you're somebody who predisposed to wanting to see penis, I'm sure if you're in that job, you've seen your share of penis and vagina and ass and titty shots. Yeah. But the fact that they do it and there's the technology for it, I'm not shocked. I mean, but I'm like, I don't understand what they would do with that per se, as far as it not having to do anything in the investigation. I mean, you're just checking out people's junk. I mean, I don't know. Anyway, caller, you're on the air. Welcome to Smooth Drama. How can I help you?
I just called in, so I don't even know what y'all talking about. But I will. What's the topic right now?
I was just talking about how their state, the police have technology that they can intercept your text and phone number, phone calls.
Ain't that cricket?
Yeah.
It's cricket for years. It's cricket.
Yeah.
It's been that for years.
Yeah, well, I mean, now all the police can do it. Now there's a couple states that are against it, but it still builds. They haven't passed. So basically, the police can do this without a warrant. They can check out every text and phone call that you've ever made.
They only do that if you're being investigated. They're only allowed to do that if you're being investigated. Like,
no.
For major.
No. They have a technology that clearly states that it pretends to be a cell phone site. And so with it being a cell phone site, it can pull your calls in. Any call that you've made, any text that you've made, it can pull that in.
Well, hey, that's been cricket for years to me, so I mean I ain't worried about it.
Well, yeah.
They can pull up phone calls and text messages all they want to. They're gonna be shitty as hell. They're gonna be shitty. They're gonna get turned on because of the nasty shit I got on my phone. I'm just saying. I got threesomes and set up for threesomes and text messages for other shit that, you know, like they ain't gonna get set up on my phone.
I got you. Well, I thank you for calling, man, and keep on listening. I'll keep going.
Yeah, man.
So, yeah, that's how I feel too. I'm like, well, hey, you might get a conversation. Well, I mean, it's not like they're not getting thousands of them. I'm guessing whoever's got to do that. I mean, it's almost like when you're reading folks' phone messages, whatnot. Shit, it's almost like you're reading a trashy novel or some porn. I mean, the fact that it's illegal, we're not even dealing with that part. It's just the fact that they'll do it, and they're listening in on folks' phone calls, and they're reading your text. Now, I may or may not have sent a text or two that may or may not border, as the caller just stated, on pornographic nature. But hey, it's my right to do that. I'm a grown-ass man, and if I want to talk nasty in my text, I can. The fact that you got folks who are so paranoid about its citizens that they're reading its citizens' texts talking about threesomes, twosomes, onesomes, whatever. It's kind of pathetic. Kind of pathetic. But hey, you know, they have it. And you know, the proposed law is saying that if you were in an area where a stingray is being used, like there are areas where it's not being used, it's kind of funny that they would say that, the government won't have a record of that fact. We are therefore free to travel without that surveillance. Come on. Anybody really believe that it's not used anywhere? If not, I got some stuff to sell you. You know, we can talk about a bridge. We can talk about a few things that I need to sell to you. And on that note, I'm gonna go on break because I think I've worn out this segment. This is Killer Mike. That's life.
Miss Oprah, Mr. Cosby, I am right back at your ass. And that even go for pussy who's so motherfucking paid. That he richer than he right, so at least that's what he said. That's what he said.
you got the smooth drummer.
Yo, yo, what up, man? This your boy Preacher, and you tuned in to SmoothDrama.com.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Killer Mike. That's life. And definitely, Lucifer is here to stay. So, yeah, you definitely need to pray. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. If it's something you want to talk about, or you want me to talk about it, y'all want to discuss it, I got you. Smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Questions, comments, concerns, I'm an open book. Holla at your boy. In the meantime, talking about hollering at your boy. Oh, British scientists have been given the green light to edit genes in human embryos. Now, for most folks, you don't quite understand what that means. But, you know, editing the genes of a human being, so that they can create what you would want to call a designer baby. You know, because less than a year ago, Chinese scientists did that same thing when they came out and said they had genetically modified human embryos. Kathy Nikin, I guess that's her name. She's a stem cell scientist from London, France, Crick Institute, and she was granted a license to carry out the similar experiment. So what they're doing is the Human Fertilization and Embryo Authority, HFEA, sounds like heifer to me, but they've approved the research application to use the gene editing techniques on human embryos. Now, you think about human editing techniques here for a second. Now, we're talking about when you're editing out things that you may, as far as traits go, deem undesirable. So if you can do that with embryos, who's to say that every little visit that you have at the doctor, you know, prenatal visits, whatnot, they couldn't find a way to edit your embryo inside you, impregnated. Now, I know some folks be like, nah, they can't do it, but how would you know? How would you know? How would you know if whatever they, the jelly that you put on your stomach to see the baby in the sonogram may or may not have some chemicals that help edit your embryo inside, growing inside you, your baby. I'm going to stop calling it embryo. But, I mean, you think about it, the implications of this for a second. I can do things to your unborn child and wouldn't even have to tell you. You wouldn't even know. You know, we start talking about designer babies. Hey, you know, now Nikin says she has no intention of genetically altering embryos for use in human reproduction, but she also goes on to say she wants to deepen scientific understanding of how a healthy human embryo develops. You know, in her words, something that could in the long term help to improve infertility treatment. Now, as we know, all of this stuff sounds great on paper. and idealistic when they say it. But the actual application, when we find out about these scientific experiments, I'm saying, would you trust that? I mean, they already make it hard enough wanting to go to the doctor, whatnot. But now when you start talking about editing genes and saying, oh, yeah, we don't plan on altering embryos for use in human reproduction, but come on, we know they're lying, right? I mean, when have you ever been able to trust the government, any government in any country? Like, oh yeah, they're for the people. You know, not. I mean, we know here in America, there's a long list of shit, all the way down to the present crisis right now in Flint, Michigan, where they haven't had clean water for 2 years. So, and the fact is, the government issued filters that didn't work. Sort of like with the Tuskegee experiment. We're treating you, but sending you back out there with no treatment and giving them sugar pills. So, I'm just saying, when they say, oh yeah, we're not doing nothing, you know, to alter anything, I'm saying, yeah, I don't believe you. And I'm saying, believing the government, it's like believing Pinocchio. Get out the way of that nose, you're going to get poked in the eye. And that'll be the least of your problems. Now, I found something interesting in Amsterdam. The Dutch police are looking at how to remove drones that, as they call it, pose a public safety threat. And they're training eagles to take out drones in Amsterdam. Now, I bring this up because there's been a proliferation of drones here in America. I mean, when people think about drone strikes, they think in over in Arab countries and shooting at folks. But as y'all know, if you don't know, you will know that there are a lot of drones that have been bought, and you can register your drone and you can fly your drone and spy on people. So, you know, you could have a stalker out there who has bought a drone that they could buy on Amazon or anywhere else, register it, and wherever you go, that drone goes. Remote control, flying in the air, following your every move. Not that I'm trying to make any of you paranoid, but I'm just saying, if you got a stalker, if they have a drone, they know everything that you're doing, up to when you go inside your house. Thankfully, the drone can't get inside your house without you knowing, but the drone can fly and chase you everywhere you go, will follow you depending on its master and what its owner and how they want to follow you. And so the Amsterdam, the Dutch government are looking at, the police are looking at removing the drones in the sky, because apparently there are drones everywhere in Amsterdam. And they're training eagles to take them out. I'm like, here in America, we have a few drones. And yeah, it may not be an issue now, but I guarantee you, if it's happening there in Amsterdam, it's also happening in Japan, you damn sure know it's going to catch on here in America. Your drones flying and following you everywhere you go. Now, they're saying the police are trying to take them out. I mean, obviously, they won't take out the competition, because if they got drones up there, your drones might see their drones. It's like you have a drone war. Drone on drone crime up out there in the sky. So I expect to hear it and see about it, because people weird like that. Don't think hoverboards is the only technology out there. Them drones is out there too. And speaking of drones, I talk about clones. Bernie Sanders came out with, and he talked about reparations, and you know, he argued against it, where, and I'm gonna quote his words, he says that he's not against reparations for African Americans. He says, and I quote, it was the fact that he's against reparations because it would be divisive and the chances of it getting through Congress would be nil. Now, Bernie Sanders, a lot of you guys are touting him. Oh, yeah, Bernie Sanders. Yep, he's a guy. He's, you know, he's the next, you want to say, Great White Hope or whatnot, guy that's going to, you know, champion the common man, whatnot. No reparations. Not that that's shocking. I mean, you know, that 40 acres and a mule trained and passed long time ago. And I wouldn't want the mule anyway. I mean, mules are horrible animals. But the fact that it just automatically, you know, there's justice. And I want to help you with injustice, but reparations come up. Yeah, I can't help you with that. That's a bit much for me. It's kind of funny. But not funny. Because it's expected. I always expect the worst. Because that's kind of the American experience. When you think about it, What's the best that America has done for us? I mean, they talk, oh, yeah, we do this, we do that for the citizens. I'm like, well, shit. How you started off treating us, you should do something. I mean, it hasn't been all roses, as most of us know. I mean, there's nothing that's ever changed. So when we start talking about reparations, I'm like, why not? Why not reparations? Shit. I mean, I don't think everything is fair again. It never has been, never will be. But I guess that's just an argument for another generation. And on that note, I want to thank everybody for listening to me. This is another Smooth Drama production. I am Mr. F the N-Word, and I'm out. I'll catch you on the flip side. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.